In an information age, radio is still one of the most effective ways of conveying that information, something well known to our listeners. But now government agencies like the National Park Service are turning to simple mobile AM radio stations to reach out to visitors and staff. There are lots of advantages to this system, as we'll hear next from Mark Andrews.
A 20th century technology has found a new use along the Arizona-Mexico border. This year, Customs and Border Protection began using small mobile AM radio stations to broadcast port of entry information near the two ports of entry in Nogales. The stations broadcast information in both English and Spanish. Brian Levin, the public affairs liaison for Customs and Border Protection's field operations, says they use the broadcast to make crossing between the U.S. and Mexico easier and more efficient.
This is something that started earlier this year as part of a partnership primarily between the company InfoGuys, PBS, and the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. And what we're doing with Customs and Border Protection right now is that we are providing content to be aired on this radio broadcaster that's very close to the Nogales port of entry. It's the first one that's actually down by one of the ports right now, and it's extremely valuable to us because we have now an opportunity to be able to get information out to the public that could affect their travel plans. It's information that helps them with planning on when to cross the port of entry, what sort of information is required, what sort of documents are required, what to do when crossing the port of entry, gives them some information on how long the waits are at the moment, and just a very valuable tool for us to be able to get that information out to the public.
If the Nogales broadcasts are successful, CBP may expand them to other ports of entry. So far, there's evidence they're working. Levin says the broadcasts have made crossing through the port easier.
We have heard from people who have listened to this station, and you know, in passing, they have mentioned that this has helped them determine a little bit about when to cross. So on an individual basis, it has helped some people determine that, you know, later on in the day may be a better time to cross, because it's not only broadcast in the U.S., but it's also being broadcast in Mexico. It's bilingual. It's broadcast on both sides. And, you know, when you're driving down there within a couple miles of the port of entry, you actually get this information, and it can help you make a decision on whether you need to cross right then. And the additional information that's available that we've been able to provide via this, such as what documents are required for U.S. citizens, the new passport requirements, the documents required for foreign nationals that are coming across, what to do when an officer stops and asks you what you're bringing in from the outside of the United States. It's all out there to help facilitate their travel.
Levin says he'd like to expand the broadcasts to other ports of entry.
This is a great thing out there. I'm glad we're able to do this because, like I said, this is not only beneficial for us with Customs and Border Protection, but it's beneficial to the travelers also. The avenues that we have available to us to get information out to them, this is an extremely valuable tool that we have now.
Levin is quick to point out that his agency only provides the information. A Queen Creek-based company called InfoGuys Public Broadcast Systems is responsible for the transmission equipment and producing the broadcasts. The company supplies government agencies with low-powered broadcasting equipment. They've installed stations to broadcast tourist information at the Grand Canyon and road construction information for the Arizona Department of Transportation. In 2004, the company participated in a survey with ADOT about other potential uses of such broadcasts. One of the study's conclusions was that Arizona's ports of entry could benefit from the informational broadcasts. That finding was shared with Customs and Border Protection, who agreed. The first station was installed in Nogales earlier this year and covers both the Mariposa and DeConcini ports of entry. At first, the stations just aired information to streamline crossing through the ports. The bilingual broadcast included information for American tourists traveling to Mexico and Mexican tourists traveling into the U.S., but the broadcasts have expanded to include other information.
When National Park Service came to us for construction in the Grand Canyon, but yet we also were talking about wildlife and also tourism information on there as well. Now, initially, we had only planned on programming the radio stations for construction.
Scott Rose is InfoGuys Vice President and Project Manager. He says the stations broadcast a wide variety of information.
Border wait times, highway safety information as well, NAFTA regulations, all of the programs that U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security have.
At its core is radio, a 20th century technology. But the transmission equipment is solar powered, and the information is updated via satellite. And that makes it uniquely 21st century.
I'm Mark Andrews for Arizona Spotlight.